This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Godzilla vs. Kong. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this first big blockbuster for 2021.
This is the first one?
Yeah, first summer, sort of pseudo-summer blockbuster in States terms, of course. As directed by Adam Wingard, Godzilla vs. Kong is the culmination of the Monsterverse.
Is that so?
In principle, what it's supposed to be, the fourth film in the series.
Oh, it's a series!
What the fuck?
I was watching it going, because they were making references, and I'm like, is this a sequel to something, or is it just another new one?
Time for the next level. Forced laughing.
No, it's true! And you can eat my balls with the sound. Ooh, shit on you. Shit on you.
Wait a second.
No, I didn't know if it was a new one or not.
I've been completely thrown. So you didn't get any of the fact that, you know, Godzilla in 2014 defeated whatever monster he defeated, and then in Kong Skull Island, that Kong 30,
Island.
40, 50 years ago, whatever it was set. And then in Godzilla King of the Monsters from a couple of years back.
Is that the one where on the poster Godzilla was spraying a beam at the sky?
Yes.
Oh, this is one of those
movies.
This is
the fourth of those films.
Okay, let me just tell you straight up. I don't know shit about these films, and I fucking...
Holy shit.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Why wouldn't you listen to this show? We are the authority on everything. Holy fucking hell. Sorry, where was I? I've completely been thrown
Please
here.
Go on.
Yeah, Adam Wingard directed it. The screenplay is by two 11-year-olds, Eric Pearson and Max Borenstein.
Huh?
No, they're not really 11, but they may as fucking well be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, based on Godzilla and Mechagodzilla by Toho, King Kong by Edgar Wallace, Marion C. Cooper, stars Alexander Skarsgård, Millie Bobby Brown, Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry, Shun Ogori, Eliza Gonzalez, Julian Dennison, he from Hunt of the Wilder People, Kyle Chandler in about 3.5 seconds.
3 seconds, I guess.
And Damien Bashir as the token mustache-twirling bad guy.
Oh.
Music's by Tom Holkenborg. We'll come back to that. It's 113 minutes long. The budget was estimated to be between $155 million and $200 million. And this is the first pandemic-busting film we have seen since March last year.
This means what? They filmed it during it?
So far taken $285.8 million around the world.
What?
So that's not including... Well, okay, we're never going to see the HBO Max numbers. So this film was released simultaneously in the North Americas on HBO Max and two cinemas.
And it still did a number like that.
And then around the rest of the world, two cinemas were safe to do. So the bulk of that money comes from China, where this kind of shit gets eaten alive.
I know, it all makes sense.
All right, Wayne, what is Godzilla vs. Kong about, given that you knew... Nothing about the fact it was a sequel.
Okay, here's my very concise plot summary. In this film, Kong is kept protected in a near-natural Truman Show-type habitat by a corporation or something, and his existence has some kind of link to keeping Godzilla at bay or something similar. But Godzilla gets pissed about something for some reason, and it starts attacking people and cities and shit. So then Kong and his protectors undertake this perilous journey to find his true home and find a power source at the center of the Earth, sponsored by a corporation or something. Along the ride is Gia, a mute girl, as well as a science guy and a science girl, while a conspiracy theorist and Seven from Stranger Things and that kid from New Zealand work behind the scenes to infiltrate the corporation. Huh?
That was pretty good.
Right?
I mean, that's it. We'll get to the plot in a moment. This has, believe it or not, a 75% positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes from 332 critics, Wayne, with an average rating of 6.4 out of 10 on Metacritic. It has an average score a bit lower of 59 off 57 critics.
Are these two sites not well known to be fluffing those numbers? I mean, is that not the case? Isn't it usually like it's pronounced on both of those sites?
I don't think so. I think they're meant to. You mean, you know, like as we are aware, you have to go through a lot of hoops to jump to get to be a Rotten Tomato approved critic. We ain't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Look, what did you think then, Wayne?
Okay.
The film that you didn't know was a sequel.
Okay, well, like, as if I didn't need to tell you this. Clearly, this kaiju shit is not my jam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nor mine.
Okay.
Up front, honest, hand to heart, not my thing either.
The only one of these types of movies I ever dug was that J.J. Abrams one, the
Super 8.
The fucking
Cloverfield,
right?
It wasn't JJ, it was Drew Goddard.
Oh yeah, I always think that. Sorry.
Yep.
Drew Goddard. So anyway, so this ain't my shit. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna treat this like a horror film where I don't like the genre, but I will give you my objective view on the movie itself. So I think first thing I thought about this was, has good size and scale representation. The enormous monsters do indeed feel enormous.
Yeah,
so it's filmed well.
Fair.
First thing I noticed is probably the sound design.
Very good.
Right? Yeah. It was really, really good sound design. I was like, oh, well done.
And if you just opened your ears a little bit further, Wayne.
I'd hear the score.
You might hear the score.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
How Tom Hulkenberg really does grab it by the short and curlies and give it a real rest.
I'll take your word for it.
Yep. Very, very good score. I was really, especially during the fight scenes, I thought the score really pumped well.
Well, on that point, not so much the score, but the fight scenes, there are some cool camera angles in those fight scenes.
Sure.
And I was looking at going, well, they've done what they can. I will say that. It did look good. It was good to look at. Visually great. It's a little more, this movie, almost a little more Journey to the Center of the Earth than it is a fucking Kong movie, I would say.
Well, there's elements of that.
I mean, it's fine. I will say this. It looked as good as it could. The plot is bullshit. The fight scenes, which is what we're there for, is, I guess, handled well enough. So if this is your jam, China, then I guess it's fine. I guess it does the job.
I mean, Godzilla is a Japanese creation.
That's what I thought.
So,
and they were fighting in Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's a very interesting scene, which is clearly, again, all about Chinese money. But
sure.
All right, fair, whatever. By the way, Cloverfield. Written by Drew Goddard, directed by Matt Reeves.
Oh, so not even close. There you go.
No, I was close.
Oh, I wasn't close.
All right, yeah. Look.
What do you think, man?
I think the fight scenes were pretty good.
Yeah.
Compared to, let's go back to the previous films, Wayne. Cast your mind back to films you didn't realize. Godzilla King of the Monsters. Michael Dougherty directed that film and chose to frame all the fights in darkness or in the volcanic ash cloud of a volcano exploding.
Mm.
So things were hidden away to hide the imperfections and the like. So, you know, hats off to Wingard and team here that they put it up there front and center.
Yes, daytime shooting.
Daytime fight scene in the middle of the ocean. Sorry, that's a bit of a spoiler. But if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the,
oh,
you've seen that bit.
You know.
Won't say anything more than that.
No surprises.
Any other fight scenes, again, very clear. And as you say, there's a lot of, not long shots, but clear shots about what's going on and some inversion of camera angles and
I
stuff
would agree.
Like that. So it's not this shaky cam, not this quick cutting, which was a bit of a hallmark of King of the Monsters, the last film.
Yeah.
Kong Skull Island, yeah, you know, it's a sort of different beast entirely, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And probably the favorite of them, as much as this is, people probably won't like to hear this, I didn't mind the first Godzilla. I think it was appropriate to keep the Gareth Edwards one from 2014, to keep him enshrouded and hide him away, a bit like Jaws, you know, did, or Spielberg did with Jaws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that was appropriate. But again, the final fight scene was still quite hidden away, enshrouded and whatever else in that film. So that's the best part. These fight scenes, cool. Good to see Kong and Godzilla going at hammer and tongs. Really dug that part. Unfortunately, there are 80 minutes of other shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm Megatron. Tremble before me, terrible films and television shows.
I mean, I got no problem with this. Why wouldn't you be Negatron about this? Why wouldn't you be Negatron? Go ahead, Polly.
The prevailing opinion on this film seems to be, it's a movie about a big dinosaur lizard thing fighting a big monkey thing.
Mm.
Therefore, it doesn't matter whether or not the rest of the film makes sense. Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to have internal fucking consistency.
Yep.
I will bang on about this till the cows come home. This film gives not two shits. I made the half-hearted joke that is written by 11-year-olds. It's like an 11-year-old's fucking wet dream. If I watched this when I was 11, I would have been pulling my little pud all over the place.
At 11, very advanced. Go on.
It's got the sensibility of, and I will have to wait for spoilers to really get into it.
But yeah.
Rarely have I seen a film that is so dumb in connecting a scene that has to happen to another scene. Why do we have the second plot line you described? Why is Millie Bobby Brown, apart from being contractually obligated?
That was shit. That was shit.
The whole thing is garbage.
No one cares about that. And also, I don't know, it's like if they missed a chunk of the script here, but there are scenes where Millie Bobby Brown is brought to tears by whatever she's seeing, right? That does not track.
I think it's her performance. That is filmed her performance on.
literally, it was like, can we get a shot of her crying?
She's terrible. Everybody's terrible.
She's terrible, but it's a terrible plot. Like,
yeah, she's given nothing to do. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I would agree. You don't have any resonance with her character.
You don't care about anybody.
Because
the only
really
person you give remote shit about
is
arguably Kong and the deaf little girl.
Yeah, that's right. Even the conspiracy theorist podcast fella.
Oh, fuck him.
Like, to be honest with you, of that trio, I don't mind him the most. Like, the least, sorry. I think he's
the big problem with that trio is this.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact it's completely needless.
Yeah.
Why have you got two comic relief characters in a trio? What is Julian Dennison doing in this movie? He is completely superfluous.
Well, I mean,
I mean, the whole plot line is completely superfluous.
That's the thing. This is one symptom of a very big problem. Because in terms of the treatment, you talked about the conceal and reveal of the Godzilla one, right? This isn't. No, I'm impressed.
We're the fourth film in the series. Again,
but
you
see
didn't
Kong
that
immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, no, none of this is Kong. Boom.
I mean, we'll get into it. We'll get into it on spoilers. But you see Kong immediately, and you know, and then he's in a habitat. Yeah, whatever.
Which like, we didn't know. I didn't know at the time.
No, well, you wouldn't because you didn't realize it was a fucking.
No, I did not.
That said, we didn't know what happened to Kong at the end of the first.
Is that
the
so?
The first movie, yeah. Monarch is involved. Monarch gets sidelined in this. It was the organization which is trying to monitor all the creatures, yeah. And whatever. And Apex, the bad guys in this movie. By the way, if you didn't realize that Apex were the bad guys, the name is right there for you.
Yeah.
So one second into the introduction of Damien Bashir's character, I'm like, well, gee, I wonder if he's up to good.
If you're casting a Hispanic baddie, that's your guy, okay? He was in Weeds as the baddie in one of the seasons. He's that guy. And I think he's got the face for it, frankly.
Go back 15 years and it was a bad guy from Desperado.
That's true. Yeah. You're right.
If you wanted, totally. Latin American.
Yeah. There we go. Whatever. I will tell you this, though. I liked this. This is something I really liked about the film.
Again, be careful for spoilers. We'll probably have to hit the button really early.
Sure.
Of my problem with this film is plot. And
this
script.
Is more treatment. Like the 50s music and stuff over the opening scenes and a lot of the soundtrack. I thought it was cool. I'm like, this is nice. Actually, I really liked it. I was like, this is making me happy a bit.
Well, that was a deliberate throwback to Kong Skull Island being set in the 60s.
Okay, didn't know that. But actually, that does make it a little better, I think you'll find. So, I mean, that's the thing. I was thinking, oh, was Godzilla Wants a Savior? Is this a sequel to something? So there you go. That's my fault. Interestingly enough,
there is apparently, according to someone, I can't remember which of the cast said this, there is 5 hours of this film which hit the cutting room. Like, it was a five-hour film. It could have been a five-hour assembly cut. And they cut it down to this under two-hour beast. Included in this, by the way.
Well, actually, that makes
sense. So, from the second film, Zhang Ziyi, she's just gone. Never gets seen.
Yep.
Right? Jessica Henwick was a character, never gets seen.
Who's she? Okay.
Lance Reddick was in.
Him I know.
Yeah, Lance Reddick, you should know.
Yeah.
John Wick and
yeah.
Fringe and shit ton of shows. His name is like sixth billing. He has one, if not two, lines of dialogue in the entire film.
Was he in this show?
Yep.
That's so much.
He's the head of Monarch, but because Monarch's whole plot line got cut from the movie, so did he.
That's what happened. That's why it cost $150 million.
This is why you have contracts, because whatever his contract was, I will be in the opening credits and my name will be there, so I still got it in there.
God. So that would explain why there are seemingly swaths of plot that aren't there. And you're like, oh, feel for this character. Why? I don't know what she did.
Kyle Chandler. Oh, emotional moment.
Kyle Chandler.
He speaks twice and looks into his phone and looks pensively off into the... What are you doing
here? I noticed it halfway through the film. I'm like, oh, that's her dad. So, wait a minute. I haven't heard from him in an hour. You know? It's like, oh, he's back again. That's it. That is complete crap. And it weirds me out that they had a five-hour shit like thing going on here. Who even writes a five-hour movie about Kong? And, you know what I mean? It's like... No wonder they had to hack it to pieces.
Now, Wingard didn't say that. I don't think the film was actually written to be five. I think maybe if you put everything they shot together, not obviously multiple takes.
But that means that there was a script that if you shot it, it took five hours. You know what I mean? True. It's like, what the fuck? You have to hack it up. So that's a big thing that it had a problem with, I think. I will tell you this as well. The tech in this film is ridiculous.
Oh, fucking
okay.
No.
You said the last movie. What was that? Bitch, please.
I
yeah,
agree.
Because if you're now telling me which these last movies were, now that I know it's even worse, right? That last movie had 2015 tech, okay? This film has 2500 tech. Like, this is like, this is 200 years in the future tech. It's like anti-grav fucking shit, that, whatever.
We're going to have to hold on that because...
Bit of a stretch, anyway.
No, we have to hold on because we're getting to spoilers.
I know.
So, I think this film isn't a pass. Yes, the fight scenes are fun, and had it been a 40-minute film, I would have loved the shit out of it, right? But that doesn't work.
No.
So, I'm judging this on what it is. And everyone who gives it a pass because it's a dumb movie, wrong.
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry. I've heard podcasters I respect give this 8 out of 10.
What? Like, no.
What the fuck are you on about?
I've liked dumb movies in the past because it worked still as a movie.
Yep.
This has got big chunks missing. And also, I don't want those chunks because it was boring.
My score will reflect what the proportion of the film is that works.
Okay.
I'll just say that much now, and then I'm going to hit the spoiler button so that we can really get into it because, do I want to.
Hit it.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, Jack. And I just think a lot of people out there are refusing to handle the truth. And I understand. Nostalgia's thing. We've acknowledged we're not kaiju people. I think if you're a big Godzilla fan, who gives a fuck? And that's okay. If you basically say, I love Godzilla films, all of them, the Toho ones, all the rest of it. Therefore, this is great. And they're all dumb. Okay.
Can you remember if we liked any of them? Like in this series?
If that doesn't give you a nice synopsis of this entire podcast, I don't know what does.
I don't remember. I mean, I think. I seem to remember.
We didn't like King of the Monsters.
No, right?
I think we gave it maybe two and a half.
Okay.
If I gave it 2.5, that was generous in retrospect. If I gave it 2 stars, it's probably about right.
Okay. All right. Go on, please.
Yeah. Where to begin? Now that we can speak freely, if you're here, you've seen the film.
Or you don't care.
Or you just don't care. Now.
Let's start.
Okay, I'll start with this.
Yeah, go on.
The B plot. Let's go with the B plot.
Sure.
So, crazy, paranoid, conspiracy theorist podcaster proves to be right.
Right.
I think that's a little it's an on the nose. In fact, not on the nose, right? I think it's a dangerous message almost in this day and age that we exist in now. Bad choice.
We say as podcasters, yes.
Yeah, well, but we don't.
No, we don't theorize and shit. Yeah.
Our closest thing to a conspiracy theory is that Steven Seagal is a complete cunt.
No.
But he is.
Exactly. So it's not really a theory at all. Proven.
Yeah. So we're not using this platform to sprout dangerous things, but people out there are.
I think as a device, though, that character, I will say this, that character, I didn't mind watching. Yeah, I know it wasn't the best thing ever, but like, it's like, oh, okay, well, if he solves this,
the movie by taking the liquor that his dead wife left him.
Which is weird.
And spills it, on the fucking computer.
So why didn't someone just unplug the
cunt? It wasn't even him. It was Gillian Dennison.
Yeah, anyone could have just unplugged it, mate. That was it. So that was that, and that was horse shit. Okay, because all of the things that they were doing to get into that was crap.
But he's a conspiracy theorist who gets found because two kids with $100.
Yeah.
Track him via the place he buys the bleach to shower himself in because fluoride has whatever it has in it, whatever poison. I'm like, what the fuck?
See, and the fact that. If the kids did that, you should probably be, oh, okay, well, I get that these are smart kids or Millie Bobby Brown is smart or whatever. You don't really get that. You don't. You're sitting there going, it seems like they, for all I know, they stumbled. Like, I don't know.
Then they go back into the wreck of whatever this place was, which Kong attacked for no apparent reason. We later find out because of, again, spoilers, Mechagodzilla is being, parts of him were being built there, right?
That, keep going.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, that's the thing, we'll get to that. Godzilla, I'm prepared to, I'm okay with Mechagodzilla. I'm not okay with things that happen after that, but we'll get to there. They get into the most secret super part of this whole fucking base by just walking up to an elevator and going down in it. I'm like, is there any fucking... And then when they get down in there, they just wander around.
Yes.
No worries. And then they get on some stupid fucking by accident freight train to Hong Kong and then wander into the lair where Mechagodzilla is and they're going to unleash some fucking monsters. And no one notices.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
That's right. Like, no one needs clearance. No, you can just sort of like waltz past any sort of staff that are there. It's no big deal. I mean, that's definitely shit. So no, this is what I think. Like, this is what I think. Like, that's obviously anything they were doing to beef up the credibility of that plot is obviously cut out. If indeed they wrote anything like that, all right? I got this problem though, right? So apparently, whatever symbiosis there is between Kong and Godzilla, they say in this film that the reason Godzilla turns up is because Kong is out of his like habitat.
We're hiding him.
So what is there's some like they called it an ancient rivalry, like Cain and Abel or middle aged men and condoms. Like it's just just like like what was that already set up or is this something they're just telling us about?
Well, at the end of Godzilla, King of the Monsters, Godzilla defeats. And I apologize, I should know whatever the big. I don't even know. Godzilla saves the world, right?
He's
the goody.
That's what I thought,
right?
And
well, you didn't because you didn't know it was
Clint. No, because they said that like he was once a savior, but now he's being a cunt,
right? And all Rodan or whoever it is bow to him. The other surviving monsters at that point in time,
okay,
right? Or Titans at that point in time,
right?
Then in the most lazy credit sequence ever, it shows Godzilla killing all of them just cause.
Is that what it was?
During the opening credits.
Yeah. Didn't even...
Well, no, because we need to change that now because we just want to bring it to the point where it's just these two fighting.
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, God. I didn't even think they were trying to do that. Again,
wouldn't have realized that because you didn't realize. But yeah. Like, I'm just like,
what?
At least follow through. It's kind of, it's a little bit, I hate to say it, it's a little bit fucking most recent trilogy of Star Wars. We've got no through plan here. Let's just start it.
Oh, no, no. But you know what? I can understand that because they made 3 movies, right? And it's like, we need a bit of money, thanks. Can we write another one? So whoever's got, they were not planning on a 4th one.
No, they were.
Were they?
It was always moving towards Godzilla versus Kong.
Is that so?
Yes. That was the stated intention from way back when at least Kong Skull Island came out. But if not, even when Godzilla in 2014 came out.
I am astounded.
Yeah, so again, not showing any kind of continuity here of thought. Charles Dance, who was one of the bad guys in King of the Monsters who survived, he's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Because he saw the fucking writing on the wall.
Or, they ran out of money because they were already shooting a 5-hour movie. Okay.
So all that stuff, right? So Then, but they make the point, yeah, if we bring Kong out, Godzilla fine, and Godzilla does come to fight Kong in that big open ocean, actually the first big action sequence at the 37-minute mark I looked of the film, okay, we get the moment that Skarsgård, by the way, who's awful in this movie, trying to pull off shaggy kind of crazy scientist, but then he gets a gig, so shaves, and then he gets his hair cut like in the next scene after that too. So it's like he's becoming more and more respectable as he goes. He's a scientist who wrote a fucking book about Hollow Earth, and yet he can pilot one of these fucking...
Yeah, he had no problem piloting that thing. He had no problem with that.
Through the hole in the earth, which Godzilla shoots. By the way, Godzilla has such breath he can shoot a hole in the earth.
In the middle, through the middle of the earth.
Right.
All the way to the core.
All the way to the core. And Kong can climb out of that in about 5.5 minutes.
Okay, now have... Exactly. Do the mining companies know about Godzilla? Because this could save them a boatload of money trying to get down. And by the way, one clean hole to the middle of the earth. No fucking
they're
oil.
They're looking
no
at each
oil.
Other.
Yeah, they're looking
they're
at each other.
Looking down because the gravity inversion.
They can see it that far, bro. And a hole is about...
I don't think they can see each other. They sense each other, right?
Oh, my God.
But still,
God.
Kong's up there, no worries. And then they fly out. I'm just... Anyway, back to the big space.
More on that in a second. Yes, go on. Look, just
Kong comes, they fight. Kong, Godzilla comes, they fight. Kong obviously loses. It's in water. Godzilla can swim. That's his habitat. Kong can't.
I thought that wasn't bad.
Right?
That scene.
That fight was fine. You know, there's a couple of bits in the trailer there, like when Kong senses the breath is coming and leaps out and then jumps off in a John McClane style fucking homage off the boat as it blows up behind him. It's the same pose, I swear. Then they all decide to fake dead
by turning off the engine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Godzilla doesn't finish the job.
Just goes, oh, well, I guess
good enough.
I guess someone turned the key off, so my work here is done.
Yep.
By the way, what is his
Kong
work?
Kong just knows to go, I better play dead too.
Okay, if you're talking plot holes and stupid flimsy premises, right? How about this? Their idea is, all right, tell you what, let's bore a hole to the center of the earth. On the off chance, Kong, who's always been topside on earth or whatever, right? First of all, on the offside, there's actually a power source down there that we can somehow not harness but recreate.
Why do they
based on a drone or something?
Based on a signal or a PDF?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Oh, we can recreate that power. Really?
To fire up the skull of the dead big Gojira or whatever it is from last film, right? Which is sat in by a character's son from the last film, which is barely ever mentioned.
Oh, is that guy from another movie? Okay,
he wasn't in it, but his dad was. It's Ken Watanabe in the last, and he died in the last movie to power up Godzilla to defeat Gojira. That's it. It's all coming back to me now.
Okay, well done.
All right.
No, but they said that, okay, if there's a power source down there, let's somehow get Kong down there, and maybe because he's a big fuck, he'll know how to use it.
Yep.
Like, 11, dude, really?
11-year-old, man. It's an 11-year-old script.
Oh, but then he goes down there, finds a fucking axe, right?
Sticks it in the
sticks
wall.
Sticks it in like a hole that happens to be axe-shaped.
Wakes up the, and so Godzilla senses him because he's woken up the same power that he's powered by.
Yes, and I'm like, so, wow, that's a hugely long bow to draw.
Yeah, it's so needlessly complex.
Yeah.
And it's just dumb.
And this is the real wicked thing here, right? They finally get, now look, on one hand, all right, they get to the center of the earth, and it's not a molten core of whatever we're probably expected it to
magma.
Be. Magma. It is, in fact, a prehistoric world where even though it's the center of the earth, it's lit by the sun.
There's sun
for some reason underneath. And you know what? I was looking at it going, oh, and then literally in the same second I went, asked all the sun questions. I went, you know what? I'm fine with it. If they go to the center of the earth and for some reason there's an alternate sun or something that's lighting up this thing and there's vegetation and there's an atmosphere there, that's more interesting than them going and saying, oh, we're in a lava planet. So you know what? I'm going to let that happen. I'm going to let you say there's a prehistoric world in the center of the earth and we could just get there.
Well, there's the inversion because the top half is
That's how Kong managed to jump up a hole.
It's beyond dumb. We're not even really doing it justice.
We're not.
Now, I need you to clarify something for me here, Wayne.
Bring it.
So the guy's trying to Jaeger-like control Mechagodzilla, right?
Yes.
He loses control. Mechagodzilla becomes sentient. Is that right?
Yes, I believe. This is what I'm bringing this myself, right?
Right. With it till that point. I'm like, fuck. What?
Okay. If I was to try and backfill this with story, I would say that okay, so he's trying to Jaeger type like control it with his mind sort of thing, and then when for some reason he dies or whatever because he gets fried or whatever, right? I would say the AI that powers whatever mechanisms within Godzilla for some reason is evil, and that's what took him over.
I actually think Gojira's, because Gojira was three-headed. I assume Apex have two of those heads. One he's sitting in, and the other head is in Mechagodzilla. But I could be wrong. Oh, I'm making that shit up. I don't think that's ever been said. And yet, he's dead, but they, because they communicated by being telepathic or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. Oh, fuck. It doesn't make any sense.
The whole point of that entire, just the even idea is that, and I like a kaiju virgin, know this, right? I was like, okay, well, what's going to happen in this movie is that Godzilla and like the lizard will fight. Godzilla and Kong will fight. And then they'll have to both like unite against a common enemy.
Yeah, and that's exactly.
And that's the mech.
Because I can't offset or upset the fans of either beast by killing him.
So there's Team Kong and Team Godzilla.
Yeah, that's how they marketed it and all that kind of stuff. Fine. Yeah. Well, so I understand it, but that's it. Godzilla wins, right? Because Godzilla defeats Kong.
Yes, because he's got that sweet laser out of his mouth, which, by the way, he doesn't use enough.
But then they use it a lot this movie.
No, they use it a lot. But here's the thing: if you see something in the distance and you're Godzilla who has a laser mouth that can fucking go to the end of the center of the earth, just shoot the cunt. If you see someone in the distance, shoot him with your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you get close and then he can bust your head open.
I know. This is turning into a big rally. I've got three more points I really want to make quickly.
Bring it.
The first of which is Eliza Gonzalez, then, you know, is Damien Bashir's daughter. And you know she's evil the way she's
hot. Yeah. Yes.
And no, Wayne.
No, because she's
not
hot.
Because she's hot.
Because she's hot and cunty. It's like hello. Right, you know, so feel free to be impressed. She's doing that.
Okay.
One note. One
if
note
you're an attractive person one and you note. Are a little bit cunty, then you are evil.
That's right.
In the world of Wayne.
I think we all know this. But anyway, we all know people like this.
Point B.
You hot, evil cunt.
She's like, Kong's in front of them as they're trying to escape from Hollow Earth, right?
Yes, that's right.
And she goes, shoot it. Just fucking fly around
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
You know, slow down and fly. And Kong wouldn't have given a shit, but they shoot him. So Kong grabs him and oh my, that is mind-boggling.
Do something completely superfluous so it'll kill us.
Yeah, so we can get rid of you. Because every bad person dies in this movie, and no one good dies in this movie, by the way.
You know what?
Also shit.
If you're going to stretch this shit to, I may as well be happy. So yeah, let the good people live. But
The annoying people. The second part is they go to pains to say, we've evacuated Hong Kong. Good job. That must have been pretty fucking hard.
Yes.
But anyway, then literally there's a shot in the middle of the fight,
there's a few people.
Where there's a whole bunch of people on like whatever eye level almost it is to these things running away in terror. I'm like, well, you didn't do a very fucking good job, did you?
Well, their whole we evacuated Hong Kong, right, is, you know, we've got about 97% of people out, right? I think that's what they were doing. We evacuated it. Well, no, we got most people out, but there's a few stragglers.
But then they need to say that.
Yeah, I know. And that's what, exactly. So that scene didn't make sense.
So, it's a terrible shot, which is designed to give you foreground and show the terror, but it's gone against what you've already said.
Yes.
So now this is a bad direction choice, not just bad.
I mean, script. I can give them that. When you evacuate someplace, there's always a few fuckers around, right?
Insufficient. And they weren't like, you know, they don't look like it was in the middle of an office. They were just working their normal day whilst fucking buildings are tumbling or whatever around them. And then, again, really bad filmmaking. B-plot crew of dickheads arrive in Hong Kong, state they're in Hong Kong, we know they're in Hong Kong, cut away back to Hollow Earth, come back, boom, Hong Kong! Jesus, how dumb do you think we are?
Well, even when Kyle Chandler's like, you know, so we've got some problems in Hong Kong, we've got a jet waiting for you, and then an hour later he stands up. But then the other people are like, yeah, what's up? So, I mean,
this is inept filmmaking, but really good battle scenes.
The mute girl who can sign with Kong, that was bullshit.
Oh, even that was funny. So he's been under observation the entire time.
No one
noticed he was sign language? Communicating to the little girl.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, fucking hell.
Pure crap.
This was garbage. It really is garbage. It has some really cool fights. You probably haven't emphasized that. This is a long review, but you probably haven't emphasized enough how fun the fight scenes are. They really are.
No, like I said, the things I like about this is basically, I don't know if it's the cinematographer or the DP. Whoever decided to shoot same the person. Flights, like, is it the same thing?
Yes.
Same thing? I didn't know. Sorry, everyone. But yeah, that was good. Like, it's handled well. And you know what? It's almost like that's all I could ask for because I didn't care. I was never going to care about Kong or Godzilla.
I don't give a shit about the fucking humans.
I don't give a shit about
like
humans.
I don't give a shit about anyone. Kong lost. Oh, because we're meant to sympathize with him.
Yeah. And then they give
him his redemptive moment when he rips fucking Mechagodzilla's head off.
Yeah. And why is Mechagodzilla so damn formidable? These are two actual titans. And in a normal world, if you make a machine, it usually fucks up. and is then ineffective. So I don't know.
Good fights. Everything else is complete and utter garbage. Mm. I mean, they look good. The two beasts, I think, looked very good. So I'll give it that credit.
Yeah. No. This. It's not everything is wrong with this film, but it's a lot.
Yeah. All right. Let's score it, Wayne. And any final thoughts? Fire away.
Sure. Fuck. I don't know. That's
pretty much what I thought while watching this film.
Shit. I was bored too, so let's go with 28.
Wow, you're way lower than me. Okay.
Really?
Wow.
After that, I thought you'd fucking give it zero.
No, no. I give it 37.
What? After that?
Yeah. Like I said, the fights were really good. The fights were really entertaining. I was really alternating between 32, 37.
Was there two fights or was there three?
There's two major fights. Second fight runs for sort of two parts, like Kong v. Godzilla and then Godzilla and Kong versus Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, I think you have to factor in the fact that I just don't give a rat's badge about
this thing. Didn't even know it was a fucking fourth film, right?
Exactly. So, you know, that's probably what accounts for my even lower score because I'm like, if I was walking past this on TV, I wouldn't look. I wouldn't watch.
Yeah. There we are. I think, you know what, let's just, look, I'll say this now, and if they come up with Godzilla versus Kong versus Mechagodzilla versus fucking Ash versus the Evil Dead, I'll probably be there fucking front and center, but we just shouldn't do kaiju films anymore.
I'm fine with that, motherfucker. Yeah. How about never?
We just shouldn't. They're not our jam. So there you are. That's my final thought. Look, if you love the film, good. We're really pleased that you did. Don't add us on that level. If you're a big fan, old school, and that's why you enjoyed it, great, but I hope you recognize this script was dog shit. All the human shit was crap. fights were good, but nothing else mattered.
Your tone makes me think that there was quite a bit of support for this movie that you're actually sort of defending against. I'm interested with that because I would have thought everyone would be like much the same as the other ones, but this one seems to be doing quite well.
Look, I think it's the COVID rebound effect.
This is what it is. We wouldn't even be watching this if it weren't for COVID, man.
Probably would. Yeah, like I said, summer blockbusters, we tend to do those.
Yeah, okay. So. All right.
All right. Well, that's our thoughts. What about yours? You can hit us up via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can check out the Facebook list community links in the show notes or follow us on podbean.com or at ccradio.com.au and check out our other great shows on Network Believe and Comic Confidential. And that's it from us. I think we've spoken for way too long
about
this bloody topic. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
The depths, 30 stories high, breathing fire, his hand in the sky, Godzilla, Godzilla,
Godzilla,
Godzilla, and Godzilla.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Godzilla. I dare you. We'll catch you next week.